The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation is holding its annual meetings in Fairbanks this week. The state-owned corporation's director, Mike Burns, says the fund's value has been on a roller coaster ride in recent years as the economy has gone from boom to bust and now recovery.
We touched $40 billion and then we backtracked all the way to 26-something, and we're up to, as of yesterday, 36.2. So we've made back quite a bit of it, but it was a very difficult time.
Burns says the fund survived despite the heavy financial slump of 2008, one of the five worst economic years on record in the U.S. Permanent fund investments are diversified worldwide, and Burns says fund managers did not react when the sharp downturn hit.
Probably the biggest change that we made was not change. You don't want to change at the bottom, you know, because then you make two mistakes. You rode it to the bottom and then you change your thing. These things do go in cycles. So your persistence and your long-term investment goals are what are really important.
Burns says Alaskans should take confidence away from the experience and be proud of the financial legacy the fund has created with state oil royalties.
I mean, to put $14.7 billion aside, pay out $18.4 in dividends, and still have $36.2 billion in a balance, I think it's an extraordinary social economic experiment that people of Alaska have done, and it's been wildly successful.
25% of state oil royalty interest goes into the permanent fund's principal. Burns says that's meant between $650 and $820 million being deposited into the fund annually over the last 4 years. He says high oil prices have elevated fund input despite declining North Slope production.